Max and Sophie, two 12-year-old friends from school, are hanging out at Sophie's house after school. After a while, they got bored, so Sophie suggested exploring the attic, because her parents stored old boxes from her granddad, who recently died.
I'm so bored.
Yeah, me too. Ah, I've got an idea. My granddad recently died and my parents stored boxes from his house in the attic. We could go there and look through his stuff. His stuff must be cool because he was an explorer.
Yes, I remember you telling me that he was an explorer.
Okay, then let's go. But we have to be quiet so my parents won't find out.
Okay.
They sneak quietly upstairs, but the stairs kept creaking.
Shh! Be quiet!
It's the stairs. I can't help it.
Ugh! What was that?
Relax. It's just a cobweb.
Ew! Now we must open the door, but slowly, because it's very old and creaky.
I get what you meant by old and creaky. Sophie, look! There are a lot of weird hats in this box. Let's try them on.
On this hat are a lot of feathers. Must be from an African tribe.
Yeah, these are some really weird hats. Wow, look at that box over there. It looks like a treasure chest. Let's open it.
It's locked, but there is a key in the lock. It must have been important to my granddad.
There's a map!
Wow, how cool! I think the stone with the weird marks on the map is the same as the one in the woods behind the school.
What do you think does the map lead to?
I don't know. Maybe a treasure chest with lots of gold. We could go and find out because it's only behind the school. That's not far away.
Yeah, let's go find out.
They went into the woods and tried to find the way to the treasure.
Okay, let's go. We have to go this way and take the third turn.
Oh no, so far?
It's not far at all. So we have to go in here. There's an old cottage. Let's go inside.
The friends went to the cottage and opened the door. There was only dim light in the cottage. Only a few sunbeams shined through the windows.
Oh my god, that's so spooky!
Max, it's just an old house. That's not scary.
They looked around the huge entrance area. The big grandfather clock ticks 5 times.
Sophie, look! Here's an old stone board with a strange symbol.
This looks exactly like the symbol on our map.
Let's put the stone board on a stone.
They slowly put the stone on it and it started to glow. It was glowing brighter and brighter. Suddenly, the stone opened and they saw a portal.
Are you sure this is a good idea to go in there?
Not really, but we have to know what's in there or who is in there.
They went into the portal and something seemed strange.
Wait, it looks totally different from what I imagined.
But it looks like we're in a kind of maze.
And they saw the worst villain from that town.
Ha ha ha! Looks like you fell into my trap.
Oh no!
The maze is full of traps like spiders and snakes.
This isn't good. But we have to go through because we don't know what the villain's gonna do when we go away.
We're trapped. We can't escape. That will never work. But we have to escape. I don't want to die.
They tried to escape, but it didn't work. So they made up a plan.
Okay, we tried everything. It seems impossible to escape, but I have one last idea.
Okay, explain it to me.
We need the flashlight and the phone. We both hide at different spots. Turn the flashlight on, we blind the villain and run through the portal. In the end, we close the stone and go somewhere where no one is.
Good idea. Let's go.
Sophie and Max hide and quickly turned the flashlights on. They blinded the villain and ran for their lives. Max trapped and is badly hurt, so Sophie had to go back and get him, so the villain won't. Sophie had to drag Max, so they were very slow. The villain nearly got them, but they made it just in time. They closed the portal and they ran away and went to a place where no one was and decided to hide everything so no one will have to encounter the villain again.
Well done, Max. I have an idea. Let's tear up the map, break the stone board and bury both.
Okay, but after that we have to swear that our adventure will remain secret forever, because it can be very dangerous and scary, so we should do it fast.
Very good. Let's do it.
We swear that today's experiences will remain a secret forever.
This is the end of the story.